A Canton man was convicted of a minor misdemeanor in the death of a young boy. 27-year-old Rashawn Patterson was given a $150 fine Wednesday by Stark County Common Pleas Judge Natalie Hopp. Patterson was convicted of involuntary manslaughter in the traffic offense in April, but the conviction was thrown out because state law does not allow involuntary manslaughter to be tied to a minor misdemeanor. Police say Patterson was driving a vehicle September 6th with 14-year-old Malachi Nichols Williams riding on the outside. The boy fell from the vehicle and later died of his injuries. Patterson could have received up to 3 years. In prison. Canton police are investigating a reported assault and shooting at Martindale Park that occurred Tuesday night. Officers were called around 9:30 to meet with a woman who was suffering from injuries to her face and head. According to a police report, the woman said she had gone to a party at the park with 20 to 30 adults where alcohol was being consumed when a fight broke out among several women. She told officers she was punched, kicked, pushed, and dragged to the ground during the incident. The victim also said several people displayed guns, threatened the crowd, and fired multiple shots in the air and toward her as attendees fled in vehicles. No gunshot injuries were reported. A Stark County judge has ruled on competency issues in the case of two women charged in a Canton murder. Common Pleas Judge Taryn Heath accepted the findings of a second evaluation for 54-year-old Yolanda Lowry of Louisville during a Tuesday hearing. She previously rejected an earlier report. Lowry's 71-year-old mother, Dorothy Lowry of Canton, was recently ordered to Heartland Behavioral Health in Massillon for treatment and to be restored to competency. Both women are charged with aggravated murder and the death of Jerry Morris of Canton. His body was found in Akron in August 2025, but police believe he was beaten to death in Canton. A final pretrial for Yolanda Lowry is set for July 28th, with trial scheduled for August 31st. Plain Township trustees have scheduled a public hearing on a proposed housing development at the former Sanctuary Golf Club property. The May 28th meeting will be held at Glen Oak High School because of expected public interest. Developers are seeking to rezone nearly 70 acres for a senior living center, homes, apartments, and a nature reserve with walking trails. Many nearby residents have already voiced concerns about the proposal. The Township Planning Commission has recommended approval of the rezoning request. The Timken Company is outlining new long-term financial targets following an investor day in New York City. Company officials say their Elevate to Outperform strategy focuses on expanding growth, improving profit margins, and increasing shareholder value. The Jackson Township-based company is targeting up to $5.2 billion in sales by 2028, along with stronger earnings growth. Timken reported $4.6 billion in sales last year and employs about 19,000 people worldwide. Washington Township trustees approved repairs for a township ambulance during Monday's meeting. The board authorized a payment of just over $10,000 to Alliance Motors for the work. The fire department reported 14 calls so far this month and 220 year-to-date. Road crews continued ditching, stormwater cleaning, and the first round of roadside mowing. Officials noted road salt prices are expected to increase 15% this year. President Trump is urging Congress to approve new rail safety legislation following the 2023 train derailment in East Palestine. In a Truth Social post, Trump called for support of the Railway Safety Act of 2026 as part of a federal transportation bill, saying Republicans should vote yes on the measure. The plan would expand federal rail safety requirements, including more frequent track inspections, stronger oversight of hazardous cargo, and new authority for regulators to stop trains when defect detectors flag serious problems. East Liverpool officials have condemned a home and removed 8 animals following a search warrant on Paul's Lane Wednesday morning. Columbiana County Humane Society says 5 goats and 3 dogs were taken from what was described as unsanitary and unsafe conditions. The city health district says the property had been under investigation for years due to severe hoarding and safety concerns. Charges are expected in connection with animal and livestock violations. A revised 5-year financial forecast for the West Branch School District shows no deficit spending over the next 2 years. Projections were approved Monday by the Board of Education. Superintendent Matthew Manley says the forecast shows a reduced shortfall in year 3, down from about $1 million to about $800,000, an improvement from February. The district cut about $200,000 in staffing costs this year through attrition, saying it continues adjusting to declining enrollment. A North Carolina man has been convicted of causing a 2025 crash in Coitsville Township that killed a Pennsylvania man. A Mahoning County jury found 25-year-old Robert Powell guilty Wednesday of aggravated vehicular homicide, OVI, and improper handling of a firearm in a motor vehicle. Powell is scheduled to be sentenced July 7th. The verdict came after a trial in Common Pleas Court. 62-year-old John Clunas of Newcastle, Pennsylvania, died in the April 10th crash. A proposal to study the future of Youngstown's troubled downtown steam company has been delayed. The Vindicator reports city officials pulled a request to spend up to $130,000 to hire a law firm to review Sobe Energy Solutions before City Council could vote Wednesday. The issue will now go to the Public Utilities Committee for further discussion. Niles City Council has approved a 180-day moratorium on new data center projects. Officials say the move will give the city time to create zoning rules and restrictions after residents raised concerns about a proposed Bitdeer facility on Belmont Avenue. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.